New figures on jobs in Oregon show another tick down in the unemployment rate. The rate for April, just compiled, came in at 3.7%. That's another 0.1 below the record low for March. But another report out recently shows just how unevenly jobs are distributed across Oregon between urban and rural areas. The unemployment rate is higher outside the big cities in Oregon, and in some cases by a lot. Two guests join us. Jessica Nelson is a State Employment Department economist and the author of The Employment Landscape of Rural Oregon. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Jeff, thank you for having me on this morning.
You bet. Ginger Casco is with us as well. She is a development specialist, a Lake County economic development specialist. Lake County, of course, just one county east of Klamath County. Ginger, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, Jessica Nelson, let's start with you. I mean, for one thing, I was surprised to see that the metro counties in the state of Oregon include, yes, the Eugene area, yes, the Portland area, but also Jackson and Josephine counties.
Yes. So Medford has long been one of our metropolitan areas, but the Grants Pass metropolitan area is a more recent addition to metro areas in Oregon.
And I notice in the report there is a bit of a mention about some of the methodology here in defining what is rural and what is urban. Has that been a bit of a fluctuation over the years?
Yeah, it has been. Essentially, the report that we've just written covers employment data for 23 rural counties in Oregon, and we consider the other 13 Oregon counties to be metropolitan counties. So there's a bit of a shortcoming in that definition in that we're not capturing rural portions of what we consider to be metropolitan counties. So, for instance, back to Grants Pass. Grants Pass is now considered a metro area, but it's kind of hard to tell as you would drive around Josephine County. You definitely wouldn't visually consider a lot of it to be a metropolitan area. So that's a bit of a shortcoming in terms of our definition, but it is where we have a lot of data available to be able to dig into what those 23 rural counties are dealing with economically.
And how far usually is the distance between what you see for an unemployment rate in metro counties versus what you see in rural counties?
A couple of percentage points. And that gap has actually narrowed. 20 years ago, it was even a bit more of a gap between metropolitan and rural areas. But we do tend to see consistently higher unemployment rates in rural areas. More of the employment is in seasonal industries. These areas are more dependent on agriculture, and those industries have cycles over the course of the year. And there's also, when a local area is dependent on a small number of industries, when there's an employment shock or one employer goes out of business, it can be difficult for workers to find their next job, with their similar skills. That increases the frictional unemployment, the time that it takes workers to find their next good match.
All right, so they end up without a job, and there's not really one to replace it within that area.
Yeah, so that's not something that we really anticipate seeing change. We anticipate that rural areas will continue to have slightly higher unemployment rates than metro areas.
Okay, and Ginger Casto, I'm sure you can relate to a lot of this. Just to give a perspective here, the unemployment rate for the state of Oregon now at 3.7%. Lake County a month earlier, your county was at 7.8%, which is somewhat better, actually, than the 8.1% in neighboring Klamath County. But what's it like to be in rural Oregon and hear about more or less full employment in the state?
Well, it's not surprising, and I think that most of us are sort of used to that. I'm not saying that makes us comfortable, but I think we understand, most folks here understand that's the way it is. I think it takes our rural counties, or sometimes I like to refer to them as frontier counties, longer to recover when there is a shock, as she was saying. And, the 2008 downturn, Great Recession, whatever you want to call it, we've been really slow to recover. And there were already problems because of the timber industry, which is, 30-plus years old, that downturn. But we still are dependent on that in our community anyway and in our county. Agriculture, livestock, and timber are really our mainstays, as well as public employment. you know, employment at public agencies. Over 70% of our land base is publicly owned, and we have a very large interagency office here for BLM and Forest Service, which, you know, that expands in the summer season and retracts in the fall and the winter with seasonal workers. And I would say across the board, you know, our employment, I think Oregon is just like that. Our employment increases during those productive months. But we've been slow to recover. I think we're getting a little more stable. We are always kind of interested in why we seem to recover a little faster than our neighbor in Klamath County. But we're at that 7.8% right now, which we'd really like to see it be less. But just because of all the factors that are in this report, which, by the way, is an excellent read, and I think a really good temperature check on what's going on.
It's certainly very well organized and easy to take a look at. It's called The Employment Landscape of Rural Oregon. Jessica Nelson from the State Employment Department, an economist there, is the author. She's our other guest. Ginger Casto, you just heard, is a Lake County Economic Development Specialist. You can join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760. Perhaps you have some perceptions you can share about employment or the lack of it in rural areas around the state of Oregon, or for that matter, on the California side as well. 800-838-3760 to join by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jessica Nelson, give us an idea demographically what is happening to the composition of the workforce and whether it is more pronounced in the rural counties.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I definitely have a lot to talk about there. So essentially, most rural counties are facing kind of a two-part demographic challenge. Across the state and the nation, as the baby boomers age, we're seeing a larger share of the workforce that is older workers, workers above the age of 55. In rural areas, that share of the workforce that is 55 plus is growing very rapidly. And at the same time, the share of the population that is young, under the age of 18, is actually falling. So as older workers age in rural Oregon, and especially as they begin to leave the labor force, rural Oregon is going to need new workers.
And so, Ginger Castell, I wonder what that does to somebody in your business trying to get some economic development going here, whether potential employers, the companies that are thinking of locating there, might look at some of those figures and go, well, I don't know, it doesn't look like you have a great workforce here, or something along those lines.
That is a factor, but I do think that's a factor. But the people, you know, that are looking to come here, or even the ones that are here that struggle with that sometimes, it's always something to be looking at. And we do, I think, the best we can, but maybe not trying to do some training for those younger workers that are coming up is really vital, and that's not always easy here. We have been very blessed to have Klamath Community College put an extension here of their campus with distance learning, and that has begun to really help. We've had that for about 2 or 3 years now, and that is definitely helpful. But it's an issue, and one that we aren't sure we know what to do with. Definitely our workers are aging. Our population here in Lake County is aging. And I do some work with employers and with businesses to think about succession planning, that if there isn't a family member that's ready to come up behind, that we need to, you know, help them discover what's going to happen with their business. Because business, you know, any kind of business here that leaves or goes, shuts their door, has an impact not only on the employment but just on, you know, providing services in a small community. So we want to keep them here and help them figure out how to do that.
Would you say then that economic development in Lake County is more focused on kind of beefing up what you got now rather than much of an outreach to try to get new companies in?
I would say yes. One of the biggest barriers we have to bringing other industry or businesses in here is transportation of goods, or if you have a manufacturer here, having a realistic transportation plan to get those goods to wherever it is that they need to go to be distributed. So that has always been a factor. We do have a small short railroad, and it is operating. It has its limitations, and we are some distance. We're 100 miles from Klamath Falls. We're 170-something from Bend. The nearest town to the south of us is Alturas, which is a little larger than Lakeview, so you can sort of get the picture that we are truly frontier isolated. So shoring up and helping the folks that are here that are having some success to retain what they're doing and possibly enhance what they're doing is really a major focus, yes.
Yeah, so a long way from a freeway, a true freeway anyway.
Yes.
Let's take a call here. We have Ann and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about rural employment and unemployment with Ginger Casto in Lake County and Jessica Nelson at the State of Oregon.
Thank you so much. Ms. Casto, there's something that has puzzled me for 50 years. Okay, so like, I don't know what the figures are in Lake County, but in Harney County, 70% of the wages are paid by governmental agencies. But yet, these rural counties are very anti-government. And since a lot of their income is coming from the government, what's going on here?
Okay, fair question. Thanks for that, Ann. Appreciate it. Ginger, what would you say the situation is in Lake County?
Well, you know, I understand her question, and it is a puzzle to many folks. I believe that part of it lies with the rules and the regulations that our public lands have, which I don't have a criticism about that, but how it has affected those folks who make their livelihood from ranching and farming and that sort of thing. These are very independent-minded folks. They've been here for generations. They, you know, they had the opportunity and to graze and to basically do what they needed to do with the land, even their own land. They are beginning to have some restrictions on because of the sage-grouse issue and some other, you know, some other things like that. So I think I think there's a recognition that they're a good, obviously, a huge part of our community and, you know, economically and participating in our community. But I think it's age-old concerns about being told what to do. These are folks that have been incredibly independent in how they've made their way is to be really strong and independent. And as time has gone on, some of that independence has been eroded by what they believe to be restrictions on their livelihood. Now, I'm parroting what I hear out there. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I really think that that's the mostly the basis of it. I don't think they're ungrateful about having the opportunity to have these folks in the community. I know here in Lakeview where we have the interagency staff headquarters, it's a real boon to our economy and to our community. These people are very engaged with what's going on for the most part, outside of just the economic piece, but engaged in the community. So it's really helpful. But I think that the some of the other folks are not necessarily looking at that part. They'll go and to events and they're side by side with them. But when they get down to having to do their business out in their ranches and their farms, then that's where I think the problem lies, is that it's the restrictions that they have.
You've referred to Lake County as a frontier county a couple times, and I want to make it clear what the situation is. What is the population of Lake County, roughly?
I believe we're probably right at around 7,800, right around just below 8,000. It's less than one person per square mile. We've got about almost 9,000 square miles.
Mm-hmm. So basically in the whole county, about a third of the population of Grants Pass or Ashland.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. And then only 25% or 25 to 30% of that land is privately owned. The rest of it is publicly owned.
And any idea what the percentage of government workers is among the population?
I don't, but I just did some my yearly stats. I do a little snapshot in time with the top five private and public employers. And we have about, in our public employers, which includes the U.S. Forest Service, the BLM, school districts, the district hospital, the correctional facility we have here, and also county workers, we have 838 employees that are in those in that public sector. And in the private sector, which includes probably our top five employers, including the mill and Adorf Manufacturer, the ZX Ranch and Cornerstone Perlite Minerals, and Safeway, we have 206 employees. So that may give you a little bit of an idea.
Okay, absolutely. We're talking to Ginger Casto, who is a Lake County Economic Development Specialist, Lake County, one county east of Klamath County. Jessica Nelson is a state employment economist and the author of The Employment Landscape of Rural Oregon, which demonstrates just how different the employment situation is between the metro counties and the rural counties in the state of Oregon. You're welcome to join this discussion. We've got a few minutes left in it. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Ginger was saying earlier about the recession lasting longer in rural counties, and this is well demonstrated in your report, too. What are the dynamics there? What makes that happen?
Yeah, so essentially, employment, when it fell in the Great Recession, it then just kind of bounced along the bottom for several years. Essentially, just about 4 years before growth really started again. In the last 2 years, we've really seen growth accelerate, and actually most of rural Oregon last year grew faster than the national average. But we still have room to grow to get back to the pre-recession peak. Rural Oregon is still a little more than 3% below the pre-recession peak employment, and at the current pace of job growth, that would take about another 2 years of expansion to reach the pre-recession peak.
So is it just that that the metro areas are better supplied with infrastructure and capacity for new jobs and then also workforce to take those new jobs?
So it's also reliance on kind of a broader set of industries in metro areas, and particularly some industries that have been growing really fast. Professional and business services has really been taking off in urban Oregon. But that just is not as large of a sector in rural Oregon, whereas rural Oregon was definitely overexposed to the national housing bubble burst because of employment in wood product manufacturing.
Yeah, when people are building houses, they're not needing studs.
Yeah, exactly. So wood product manufacturing, construction of buildings, and specialty trade contractors are three high-wage industries that are still more than 20% below their pre-recession employment.
Ginger, you mentioned still having a mill in Lake County. Just the one, or are there others? And what has that compared to what you had maybe 30 years ago?
Oh, yes. 30 years ago, I believe we had six. And I grew up here, so I remember back in the day, in the 50s and the 60s, I think we probably had more, and throughout the county, we probably had an additional five or six. And now, you know, in the entire county, we have one here in Lakeview, and that is Collins Pine. And that mill and that family has been here since the beginning and has had an incredible commitment to this community. And they struggle sometimes, and they get back up and they keep going, and we're very grateful. They have a workforce of around 75 internally, and then they employ probably, you know, depending on the season, up to around 70 contracted loggers and construction folks that work with their internal force.
And Jessica, that was one of the more interesting graphics in your report, The Employment Landscape of Rural Oregon, in terms of the capacity for milling wood products in Oregon and the employment in the industry. What are the trends there?
Yeah, so, you know, essentially, manufacturing has been declining statewide over the last 20 years. So what tends to happen in economic downturns is in manufacturing, plants retool and embrace newer, better technologies during downturns. And when they return, they don't need as many workers to produce the same level of production. So that is a trend that's happened nationwide. And, you know, it's something that that's kind of difficult to get around. Essentially, if we had the same level of mill employment that we used to have, we would be producing a lot more wood products because they just have much better technology now than they did 30 years ago.
Much more productivity per worker, more board
footage
per worker.
And it also does require higher skills to run than the machinery that's involved in today's manufacturing.
Because you're running the machines that actually do the manufacturing process, or running the computers in a sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger Casto, before we go, I want to ask about the whether there are any tech possibilities in Lake County. I know Crook County has managed to bring in like a Facebook data center or two to the Prineville area. I wonder if there's ever been something considered for Lake County.
There's been, over the years, not since I've been here. I've been here since December of 2014, and we haven't had... we haven't had any interest since I've been here, but over the years there have been inquiries about data centers. One of the issues that we have here is getting enough electricity here. You know, one of the things that if a data center wanted to come here, they're going to have to help, and we would have to help, we being the county and or the state would need to be helpful in helping their way here.
To string wires across the landscape.
Yeah. However, they need more power. Those data centers are great power eaters.
Indeed they are. Ginger Casto is with Lake County Economic Development. She's a Lake County Economic Development Specialist, I should say. Jessica Nelson is with the Employment Department and the author of The Employment Landscape of Rural Oregon. Obviously a lot higher in rural Oregon than in Metro Oregon. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.